Common Sense Radio is on the air. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily.
All right. Moving on, I wonder if she's going to show or not show. I mean, what do you think? I mean, all the pushback now, and, you know, and they'll probably stand outside with the cameras and talk about how terrible it is to be inside and how she was mistreated and not taken seriously and so on and so forth. And blame those 11 men, because men aren't allowed to talk anyway, are they? Right. Men are just supposed to shut up. Isn't that what I heard somewhere? Isn't that what I heard?
And I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Let me go to my next guest, Curtis Houck, managing editor for Newsbusters. Curtis, welcome to it.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, just sit down and shut up. You're a guy.
Yeah, in Maisie Hirono's America, as we learned thanks to Jake Tapper on Sunday, supposedly he views Brett Kavanaugh's guilt. He's determined his guilt based on his legal judicial philosophy. How he rules in cases tells her whether or not to think that he's guilty of these flimsy allegations.
Well, hold on. I mean, her comments are completely outrageous, and she's my new favorite villain for the left. But let me play you something from Chris Coons here, because this is even more outrageous. Alex, play that bite from Chris Coons.
It is Judge Kavanaugh who is seeking a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court and who I think now bears the burden of disproving these allegations rather than Dr. Ford and Ms. Ramirez.
So it's up to Brett Kavanaugh, the accused, to prove himself innocent. It's not up to anybody to prove that he did anything. But apparently in America now, due process is dead. The Democrats are all for, well, if you've been accused of this terrible thing and your family's been torn apart and your wife is appalled, that's okay, Judge. You have to prove yourself. Prove a negative. Prove you didn't do it. It's outrageous.
Right. Yeah, what country are we living in again? Like, this is so ridiculous. This goes back to one of the craziest things about this whole story was the demand from the Dr. Ford team last week that Kavanaugh go first and then Ford go second in a hypothetical hearing, as in, the accused will not get to respond to his accuser, which I don't think that's how this is supposed to go.
Well, something else here, Curtis, and something else here is quite clear. The Ford legal team also trying to dictate who the media will, who the coverage will come from, who's allowed in the room, what cameras are allowed in the room. I'm sorry. I have never heard of any witness in front of Congress thinking that they have the opportunity to dictate what the press coverage will be, who will be in the room, and they get to pick and choose. This is absolutely outrageous.
Right, exactly. The problem is the press is totally on their side. They're, because of, you know, their hatred for President Trump and their commitment to save the court on issues like abortion, they're really willing to go along with anything. You know, we spent in this Trump era, you know, the news, having to listen to the news media go on and on and on about the First Amendment as if they're the only part of the First Amendment that pertains to them. But now when the Ford team wants to dictate all these terms about the press there, the news media kind of are just going right along with it, you know, offering. You know, you had Jennifer Rubin last night offering wild conspiracy theories about this. They have the media siding with Michael Avenatti. There's this claim that, you know, that the female lawyer they've hired from Arizona, you know, worked with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, which
no,
isn't
good
true.
Lord.
They're totally separate.
These things have nothing to do with any, you know, here's the thing. Michael Avenatti, which, by the way, I called his office yesterday. I didn't get through, and I invited him on the program. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But Michael Avenatti's been invited to be here. I expect that he won't, because he is, I think the polite term is media whore. And I'm not sure this platform with 25 stations is big enough for him. You know, I think he needs a bigger spotlight so that, you know, he's the one cockroach that enjoys the light, I think.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and he knows his audience. He sucks up to CNN and thanks them and praises them, you know, in recent interviews for their coverage and how he's treated. And, you know, again, it's nice to know Michael Avenatti knows where his base is. As we see for friendly interviews with Chris Cuomo and the rest of the media.
Cuomo, you know.
It's good.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. And let me ask you this. Curtis Hauck here, managing editor of Newsbusters. Does she show up tomorrow or not?
I mean, I thought yes, you know, and then I had another friend in conservative media kind of try to convince me otherwise that, you know, all these delay tactics. Today is going to be absolutely ridiculous. I think Ford's legal team is probably trying to get her out of this, but I think they're
well. Here's the question,
you know,
because here's my question, because I am not sure that she wants to be under oath. You see, there's the problem. I don't know if they didn't think that it would get to this point that they would have been able to derail and try to pile on with people like the Ramirez woman, who is completely discredited despite the just horrible. Thinly veiled, almost non-source story in the New Yorker. Michael Avenatti's claims of gang rapes, you know, routine gang rapes by Kavanaugh and his pals at Georgetown Prep, which nobody believes. But I don't think they ever thought they were going to go under oath, and here they are facing the time to come forward. And here's the other thing. You know, they said, well, she can't, she doesn't like flying. She has to drive all the way. Really? How did she get to that job in Hawaii that she had? Did you ever think? Did that ever cross your mind? How did she get to that job in Hawaii that she had?
Yeah, a colleague of mine was saying yesterday that you know, do we send her Hillary Clinton's Scooby van or something, or you know, John Madden, you know, who had a fear of flying? Do we send her her coach bus? I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous, and the news media are more than willing to go along with this, giving the story hundreds of minutes, ignoring the fact that, you know, Keith Ellison is running around still, despite, you know, solid allegations against the former significant other of his of domestic violence.
Well, yeah, you know, but you understand this. You know, 20 years ago, the left didn't really understand what sex was. I mean, in the Bill Clinton context, you know, what is and what wasn't. That they didn't quite understand the concept. But now they know exactly what it was. They know exactly what Brett Kavanaugh was up to. They know exactly what his motives were. And they know exactly what his intent was. Because that's the other thing. You know, attempted rape. They're assigning state of mind to Brett Kavanaugh as well, based on some allegation from 36 years ago. And all four of the people that were appointed to us said, these people will back up my story. Four for four have said, Dr. Ford, we have no idea what you're talking about. In fact, the woman that has been her friend for life says, I've never met Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know who Brett Kavanaugh is. Don't know the guy. You know, it wasn't just that she didn't remember the event, or that Dr. Ford may have been attacked. She doesn't even know Brett Kavanaugh, never met him. So that, I mean, it all flies in the face of everything that's been said, right? Real quick, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, journalistic ethics, again, in standards for the news media have just flown out the window because they're so hung up on helping the rest of the left trying to stop Brett Kavanaugh that things like corroborating witnesses and just supporting evidence are just not.
It's just not there.
The news media are interested in.
Curtis Hauck, always a pleasure, managing editor for Newsbusters. We'll talk soon, Curtis.
No, take care.
Carry on. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Locked, cocked, and well, ready to rock.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Everybody, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling! Hey, where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook!
Scratching at my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement.